Well, Heather, maybe you could start off by just sharing your story with us.
Yeah, sure. So I went to a college in Missouri and graduated from there and had just kind of gotten started in the quote-unquote real world and noticed my boyfriend at the time noticed a lump in the back of my neck and didn't really think anything of it. And 3-4 doctors later, several tests later, antibiotics later, all kinds of stuff, was in Chicago and was diagnosed with synovial sarcoma. And I would tell everybody out there listening, you have to be your own healthcare advocate because, you know, I had multiple people tell me it was nothing to worry about and didn't believe them and finally was referred to a surgeon. The surgeon told me it was nothing to worry about and, you know, biopsy showed that it, in fact, was something to worry about. The sarcoma that I had was less than 1% of all adult cancer diagnosis. It's fairly common in children, but not in adults. So for them to treat an adult, I had to go to Chicago for specialized care.
Wow.
I did radiation for a few months and chemotherapy for several months too.
Mm-hmm. Your roller coaster of emotion through this time, were you hopeful? Were you fearful? Were you?
At the time I felt like it was a huge advantage. In my sorority in college, there had actually been two other girls diagnosed with cancer. Within a few months of mine, and come to find out one of them was being treated at the same hospital by the same doctor that I was getting treated by. And, you know, for me to see her, and she had already been battling it for quite a while. She was in the throes of chemotherapy when I met her the first time up there. And it was horrifying for me to see her like that, but it was good. She passed away while I was doing chemo. So it was horrifying for me to see her like that. But it also gave me, like, if she can do it and she can go through what she went through, I can do it too. Because her body was actually physically allergic to the chemotherapy and it put her into a coma. And I didn't have that disadvantage. So if she can fight it like that, being at her disadvantage, then I can do it too. And it sucked. Yeah. It sucked and it was horrifying. And I lived with my grandparents at the time who were older and had a hard time, you know, understanding what was going on. And as open and as free with stuff as I am right now, I was pretty shut down then. Sure. And I didn't talk a lot to my grandparents about stuff because I was scared to. And
was it you were... I know how I am with the things that I go through in my life. Was it, if you voice it,
then it's real.
It's real.
It's real. When I was first diagnosed, you know, I went over my lunch hour to have my stitches removed. And the doctor told me they found malignancy in it. And that was all I could say for the first week. I couldn't say the word cancer. I had a malignancy because in my mind at the time, the two were separate. And malignancy wasn't cancer. I didn't have cancer. I had a malignancy.
Right.
And it took me a week or so to come to terms with the fact that they were, in fact, the same.
You beat this thing.
I did. So I've been free for several years now, knock on wood. And I'm just trying to, you know, like I said, have everyone be their own health advocate. You know what's going on in your body more than anybody else does. And if you don't think that that doctor or that nurse is right and has your best interest at heart, fight harder. Find somebody else.
So what was it like when you got the word from the doctor that you're clear?
It was kind of horrifying a little bit because I'd heard it once before. So when my diagnosis...
You didn't believe it then.
I had a malignancy and it was okay. And then, you know, that was a false... Originally, that was a false positive. So then I go through all this treatment and everything, and they come back and they say, okay, you're good now. And I was like, no, let's make double sure. Let's be positive about it this time. But, you know, that doctor I had a lot of faith in and believed him. And then the next, you know, there's a lot of anxiety now that comes with every scan.
Yeah,
it's a noticeable difference in myself. And there's very little I can do to control it. You know,
when it gets close to that time, when you're ready for the next.
Yep.
Yeah.
So you can kind of relax for a period of time and then they call and schedule the scan and you freak out all over again.
Do you feel like you can say that you've beat this? I mean,
I don't know that I will ever necessarily say I beat it. It will always be a part of who I am. You know, it was a part of me before, but it will always be there in the back of my mind. And I will say that, you know, the people that I met through cancer and the people that I lost through cancer and, you know, Relay itself, one of my best friends in the whole world, I met at a Relay for Life function. So, you know, cancer took a lot away, but it gave me a lot as well. I mean, it taught me a lot, and it made my husband, you know, my boyfriend at the time was the one that found the lump. He's now my husband. You know, it tears people apart, but it brings people together too. Well, I remember going to my first Relay as a survivor, and it was something that I hadn't really ever considered doing, and somebody pushed me to do it. And I didn't want to be that person who was like, oh, I'm just here for the purple shirt and going to take my lap. But, you know, it's when you're out there and you see those people on the side of the track supporting you, and, you know, they hand you the crocheted cross. And, you know, there's something to that that nobody can take away. There's something to that as a survivor that you say, you know, I was there. I did it. And you can tell somebody else that it's okay. It's gonna be really hard to go through, and it's gonna suck, but you can come out on the other end of it and be a stronger person. And if there's somebody out there who isn't sure about coming to Relay, you know, I would say give it a shot. You know, there's a lot to do. There's something for everybody, and you don't necessarily have to be in the middle of it. You can kind of be the person in the back of the crowd, and, you know, and find your own light in it. You know, it is what you make it.
Yeah.
So if you want to be the person on the sideline and just support from the side, you can do that too. But if you know, we also welcome the super active people, the people who want to take the bull by the horn, so to speak. You know, Relay has a home for everybody.